Lion's Head for Happiness by Xiaomei Martel. Read by Liz Sutherland. 1. Food to celebrate. The king prawns are almost too good for sweet and sour. Freshly caught in the yellow sea that morning, they sit beautifully on an equally beautiful bone china plate. Amid the symphony of chopping, chatting, and the clattering of pans and woks, comes the scent of fresh coriander, toasted chili, and a mixture of ginger, spring onion, and garlic. The star anise wafts through from a pot of mouth-watering tender beef from the cattle bred on the lush steppes of Inner Mongolia. This is one of the very few birthday celebrations we have had for my mother, soon to be 80. In fact, we have only started to celebrate her birthday recently. My lasting memory of a birthday celebration when my sisters and I were young was for the birthday girl to have 2 eggs and the other siblings to have 1 each. In Mei Ling's case, as her birthday falls in July, she was able to have 2 juicy peaches instead of eggs. Mei Ling, a born fruit lover, ate her peaches avidly, but was very careful not to waste any. Her bright, almond-shaped eyes sometimes betrayed a little guilt as she spotted me watching her eating her 2nd peach. "Have a small bite," she would offer, holding her peach close to my mouth with an air of indulgence from an elder sibling who would proudly tell everybody she was not just 1 year older, but 1.5 years older than me. Embarrassed but very tempted, I would take a small bite, just a little, in front of her 2 fingers that were holding the peach tight, the unspoken line that I should not pass. My mother often skipped the eggs and the peaches in the same way that she skipped her birthday. Not that she was not fond of such...